8:08. More business news now on Morning Ireland with Brian Finn. Morning again, Brian.
Gavin, thank you. Good morning. Ryanair is at the centre of a political storm in Norway, where politicians have been raising the terms of employment for cabin crews based in Norway. The Labour Prime Minister was confronted in Parliament about the issue this week. Politicians asked why the terms were below Norwegian standards and hadn't been clamped down on before, but Michael O'Leary has been defending the contracts and said nobody was forced to work for Ryanair. They had decided to do so, and he said people making complaints had invented false claims and they were let go. Now, yields on Irish and Italian debt came down again yesterday and the euro strengthened against the dollar somewhat, all that as eurozone finance ministers gather in Dublin for a summit today. Cyprus, the small island that recently reawoke the eurozone crisis, will undoubtedly be on the agenda. Peter Brown, founder of the Institute of Financial Trading, is here. Peter, that apparent improvement in sentiment towards Ireland and Italy yesterday, does that suggest things are calming down across the eurozone, or is it a calm before another eurozone storm?
Well, it's probably a calm before another eurozone storm, all right. But there is a technical issue going on in the markets at the moment, and that is this massive stimulus that's going on in Japan is dramatically weakening the value of the yen. You know, we could see 20, 30, 50% devaluation there. So there's a massive outflow of cash from Japan, and it's looking for a home, and its support, it's pouring into euros, it's pouring into dollars, and as it pours into euros, the euro strengthens and they're looking for yield. So Irish bond yields and Italian bond yields look attractive in that situation.
And that's what's driving the dollar up as well, presumably.
That's what's driving the dollar up. So it's more a technical situation than anything to do with good news out of Europe. At the moment, we've a lull in Europe. We've had the Cyprus situation. We're still waiting the final details there in terms of the haircuts. The Cypriots are now being forced into selling their holdings of gold. Frankly, that economy's been destroyed. There's other warning signs in Europe. Slovenia's in a bad way. Luxembourg is an economy based totally on banking, very much like Cyprus was. That's a concern. So we're in a lull, but we're not finished yet.
Cyprus was being talked about as the template for future bailouts. Now, that would suggest that people should perhaps be scared off a bit from European bond yields, but yet Ireland we saw improving. What about depositors? Are they scared here?
Well, depositors need to do one thing. They need to find out what their options are. They need to look at where they're deposited, how long they're deposited for, what institutions they're deposited are, what other asset alternatives there are out there. There's no question about it that if you go back to 2007 and you look at the structure of a bank's balance sheet, there was a lot of asset classes in the way before depositors. Shareholders, preference shareholders, tier 1, tier 2 capital, junior bondholders, senior bondholders, they were all in the way to get hit before depositors ever got hit. Now the situation in terms of bank balance sheets is none of that comfort is there. Depositors are straight in the front line. So you don't need to take your money out of the bank, but you certainly need to find out what your options are and how risky your deposits are.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about austerity over the last few days and a suggestion from the IMF that it had perhaps been overdone, particularly with the situation here in Ireland. Is that a horse that has already bolted? Bondholders have already been paid. Is there any way of easing off now?
Well, I think that I certainly feel that the austerity model in Europe hasn't worked. It's been the wrong model. I think that all it is doing is, you know, it's destroyed Cyprus, it's destroyed Greece, it's destroying Spain and Portugal. We need a different model, and that model needs to be a model of stimulus, very aggressive stimulus to create growth. There's quite clearly the outlook in Europe is for lower growth, and that is going to lead to lower, higher unemployment. And the ECB have got to be changed off their present tack of austerity only. I think the IMF have come to that conclusion at last. And I would think over the next months and maybe after Angela Merkel's election in Germany, we will change the policy in Europe to a policy of stimulus and growth.
OK, Peter Brown, the Institute of Financial Trading, thank you very much. And of course, the deposit guarantee is still in place on deposits up to 100,000. Now, looking at the euro this morning, it buys a dollar, just below $1.31 and a little over 85 pence sterling. Fran.
Brian, thank you for that.